Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast, powered by Self-Recoding, world-class consulting and coaching services that you can access at selfrecoding.com. Self-Recoding is a unique blend of neuro-healing modalities that will empower you to reach your full potential. Join thousands of others who have experienced rapid results in their journey of personal growth. Now enjoy our show where we bring you tools for a powerful mind with your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of the Mindset Evolution podcast. We are Bold and Blonde. I'm Kathy Tate from Down Under. With me as always, Daisy Papp from America. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, my dear. Good to see you. Good to know that we are recording yet another Mindset Evolution podcast episode. And I'm very much looking forward to learn what's up your sleeve today.
Well, we've had a listener write in and ask us to discuss a very interesting topic. And so I thought we'd do that today. It is listening versus reasoning. Now, the reason I think that is interesting is because we've talked before about communication and especially listening skills and how vital they are. And then active listening, which is a skill where you repeat back what the other person says to make sure that you've not Chinese whispered it, as we say, which means the message can change. And so this is interesting because it seems to take it one more step and go, okay, so now we are clear on what we've listened to, what we've heard. Now, what do we do with that? And I feel like that next step then is reasoning, or maybe some would call it critical thinking, which I think is a skill that needs to be revitalized in people. So, yeah, let's discuss that. What do you think, Daisy?
Well, I think it is a very nice request to speak about that. I think before we go in and discuss listening versus reasoning, I think there is a huge difference between listening and hearing. And
agreed.
I may hear it, but did I really connect the dots? Do I listen to something with attention? And what do I do with it? And that's where then the reason comes in. Because I may digest a lot of intellectual audio, audiobooks. Let's say I listen to 2 audiobooks a week. But what do I do with it? Or I listen to the weather forecast. Many people do, but then I don't care. I still go out and want to lay on my lounge or on the beach when it's pouring cats and dogs, buckets of rain. So you see, some people hear, some people listen, and what we do with what we hear and listen, that is the critical point. Because let's say I listen to 2 audiobooks a week. And let's say it's all about neuroscience and it's about neuroplasticity. Let's say it's about psychology. Let's say it is about self-development. But if I'm taking all that in and don't do a thing with it, or not even utilize the new information or the repeated information to connect the dots, that's where the logical thinking or critical thinking comes in. And I agree that it is absolutely important to revitalize or allow a renaissance of self-thinking.
I think that's a very good point. And I would also add that the other side of that is following it blindly, whatever you hear or watch or see. So you've got the 2 extremes, following whatever you're told because maybe you trust the source, and then the opposite, doing nothing at all with it. So what we want to do is encourage the skills that are in the middle there, which is critical thinking and reasoning, and then perhaps even take that a step further and action as well. If you want to actually create change, there has to be action at the end of this, doesn't there?
Well, I think that reasoning, before we go further, let's define it. In the word itself, the word reason is already in there. So what's the reason? So I can reason better when I know the reason, or how cause and effect applies to all of us. How I'm free to choose, but I'm never free of the consequences. That's also part of reasoning to me. And I think it is a good idea to have a look at the listeners who are with us since August 2020. What do you do with all the information that we bring out to your attention? Are you ingesting it? Audio? Do you allow it in? But then what do you do with it? To me, it is not so much that people listen to us. Of course, that's the first step. But only listening is not really reasonable because it is an investment with not so high ROI, return on investment. So when I listen and then I reason, I evaluate, I think for myself, is this now worthwhile for me? Does this apply to me? How can I apply it and make a difference in my life for me and my loved ones or my community or my students if I were a teacher?
Absolutely. And in fact, that's exactly what I did in choosing this episode. I read our listeners' comment and went, now that's an interesting way of looking at something. And I think that could make an interesting conversation. And that could inspire our listeners to take that into their lives and do it as well. And it just so happens that the topic is what I did in order to bring us the topic.
You reasoned.
Yes.
And then you evaluated.
Yes.
Evaluated, looking for the value in it.
I like that. That's great.
Yeah. So reasoning and evaluation are relatives, I think, and both lead to a more inspired self-thinking process. There is a very interesting concept from one of my teachers. She passed in the meantime. And she said, in order to be able to connect the dots, we need to have a large web. Now, what she was referring to is when we look at linen, for example, and we see that it's woven in two directions, right? So one vertical and then the other horizontal, like that. And wherever a thread meets another thread, that is a point, that is a dot. Now, the more threads you have, that's knowledge, then the greater the picture becomes, the easier it becomes to connect the dots. So that is why learning, for example, is not a clear line and it's not a curve either. I disagree with the learning curve. I believe it is a plateau. We reach a plateau and then on that plateau, we practice and then we practice more and then, oh, I have an aha moment, an epiphany. And then all of a sudden I'm on the next plane and then I practice there. And the more plateaus I'm reaching, the more threads I have in the web, the more dots I have. And when I then allow myself to play around, some people say that genius is intellect having fun, meaning the learned dots. Intellect is to me something very different. I would define it maybe in another episode. We can speak about intellect and intelligence and the overrating of such in my humble thoughts. But when we have many threads, therefore many dots, and then we allow ourselves, oh, I can connect this with that. That is how inventions happen. When someone connects dots in a way they were not connected before. That's how I see it.
I like the idea of it not being a line. And I definitely agree with the plateau sort of imagery that you've talked about. And when you do a mind map, I think that's a really good visual expression of this because in a mind map, when you're putting it on paper, let me explain what that is because there's probably people out there that don't know and just bear with me. So you've got a big piece of paper and in the middle, you write a topic, let's say listening, and we put a big circle around it and then you brainstorm, which means to come up with ideas of things that are related to that topic and you create more circles. So you end up with this big piece of paper with the initial topic and then all these other topics related to it. And to me, there you go. There's how we learn about listening, because it's not just reasoning as well. It's like we've just said, there's evaluating, there's taking action, there's critical thinking. And that's just the first 10 minutes that we've come up with another four bubbles. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a good way of looking at learning and how all the different things are interrelated. And it probably also means that we never know everything.
Never.
You can become an expert, you can specialize, and you can learn all your life. And I dare say you'll still learn more the next day if you're open to it.
That's the key. Now let's have a look. What is my reason to listen? Why I'm doing that? Why are you listening? Why are you listening to Marianne? Or why are you listening to Peter or Raoul? Or Zach, or Suzanne. Why? You see, there's so much more in there. In order for us to know what is wise to listen to, again, we must reason. And I would add one more step to it. Cui bono, Latin, who benefits? When I tell you now, but listen to me, listen, because I want to bring my point across. You must listen to me. I'm the only one to listen to. How many people have you heard who speak like that? I think many people who switch on any media can see some actors or participants of specific groups that want you to listen. And they'd do anything and everything to get your attention. And I think that we do quite the opposite. We offer. I have something very nice. I don't have it here. It's in the other room. Freedom. Freedom is not that I'm free to do everything I want. Freedom is that I must not do what I don't want.
Must not?
Yeah. I don't have to. I must not.
Gotcha. Yes.
I must not. So I don't have to. That's freedom. Make me an offer. Let me choose. Let me decide. And I think that is what we do. We're offering a lot of topics that apply to everyday situations around the globe, around the world. And I wish to inspire those who listen to reason. Listen first and then reason. And then evaluate for yourself. Does it make sense? If it doesn't make sense, why doesn't it make sense yet? Maybe it never will make sense. But I wish for you that you know why it doesn't make sense to you. Because then you have all these fires going on in your brain.
Yeah, I think that when you said who benefits is super relevant here as well, because there are a lot of competing interests and there are a lot of people doing things that is for self-benefit and not for the benefit of others. And I would add to that, ask if they are acting like they just need to be right. Learning that concept not that many months ago in one of our episodes was an eye-opener for me. Like when you think about it, it seems, oh, that's common sense. But just that concept of letting go of that need to be right can make such a profound difference in your relationships and your communications and how you get on with other people. It is so fundamentally important. And I don't think that it had ever been pointed out to me in that way. And I think that there's far too much of it going on. And that's kind of, in a way, just arrogance, isn't it? That, you know, we need to humble ourselves to want to learn more, to be open to learning more. And how can you learn another perspective if you believe you're right? You've got to let go of that so that you can be open, thinking of it from another direction, considering someone else's point of view, and then reasoning around it. And that can be really interesting and fun to do with more than one person, with more than one other person, if you can let go of the need to be right, because that will get in the way of an open discussion and exchange of ideas, right?
I do believe that the practice of letting go of the need to be right opens much space and place for reasoning.
Well said.
When we don't outgrow the need to be right as individuals, then it's almost like we're living in a little small cell or cubicle. And we hold on to that, maybe because we are insecure, maybe we are ignorant, because oftentimes arrogance has to do with ignorance. By my humble experience, I've seen a lot of people who are so insecure and they show arrogance because they want to cover up their ignorance. Not my favorite type of human. I have zero problem to admit that I don't know. I don't know. Tell me more. I wish to know. I have no issue to admit that I don't know. I know that there is so much I don't know. And I also know that there's this little that I know. And nevertheless, with this little that I know, I can start reasoning and I can start evaluating. And now I'm on a very different level of choosing who to listen to. You see how it all circles really nicely back, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yes. Let's circle back to something you said at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to talk about that a little bit more because I think it was really interesting. You started talking about allowing a renaissance of thought, a renaissance of critical thinking.
I connected it with self-thinking.
Self-thinking, yes.
So that people start thinking for themselves. And I think it is important that we acknowledge that there were generations who were very much self-thinkers and reasoned. And then in the industrial era, there was much convenience, allowing us to no longer reason so much because comfort was the go-to solutions. And we all wanted to have more comfort. And then those flickering boxes that showed you how to live and how to dress and how to behave and what to drink and what to eat and what not to do and how to exercise. Then we were taught, or rather conditioned, to think a certain way and to not think for ourselves. And that had crucial consequences, as we see in the following generations, because that opened up, I saw it on TV, it must be right. Oh, I saw it in the news, it must be this. Now, when we look at it, and I'm absolutely courageously sharing, the media worldwide is owned by 5 companies. You heard that right. The media worldwide is owned by 5 companies. And then maybe it's a good idea to reason about that. What can that mean? What may that mean to me? How come that, let's say, in 20 countries, simultaneously, in their own language, word by word, nevertheless, they say exactly the same? Why? Is it not more, I'm reasoning now, is it not more the case that what happens in my region doesn't apply to your region? I'm heading towards summer. You're heading towards winter.
Yep.
And I understand if I were born, let's say, 5 years ago or 10 years ago, I most likely would be very good at using a tablet and a phone. And maybe already when I'm 10 year old, I may be able to do programming on a computer because that's the era. I get it. But when technology starts thinking instead of us, I think that is where it's on an edge. So I think technology is great and it's revolutionary what we can do. But let us reason what we do with it. And I go back to my knife metaphor. I can use my knife to elegantly eat my filet mignon or cut my vegetables or carve something in an apple. Or I can go over to my neighbors and cut their roses and steal them. It's not the knife. It's the human who is utilizing the knife. So therefore, when we start reasoning again, so make it fashionable again. Make it in. Oh, wow, yeah, I'm a self-thinker. And I wish to see that these who call themselves influencers or those who are called influencers, that they make these viral going little snippets about reasoning, for example, and about self-thinking, about, hey, let's bring literature, beautiful old literature, bring it back, wordsmithing, music, classical music. I call it out. I bought myself a season ticket for classical music and classical concerts in my area. And I was so excited. I was reasoning. I was reasoning, shall I buy it? Shall I not? Ah, yeah, well, okay, it brings me out of the house and I can listen to some beautiful classical music. Well, I went there. The first concert was quite okay. The second concert, I was there, I listened to one piece and I got up and left. And I did not even go to the third concert or the fourth concert. I tell you why. Because someone who is a bureaucrat may be deaf, I don't know, and bless them, and I don't call them out of not having fine ears, but someone decided that the disharmonic classical music that is contemporary must be brought to audiences who they claim that they want to bring classical music into our territory, into our region. Well, when you sit there and you just don't understand because it's so disharmonic that even when someone like you has no hair, it stands up because it's just so bad and just so disharmonic. Why? And I wish that people start reasoning again. Think for yourself. When I see, and I'm the one who is deciding, okay, let me listen into that. Do I like that? How can I bring that music piece to a large audience, to the attention of many? How can I make it so nice and so intriguing that I can sell for the next season all the tickets up front? I'm not seeing that.
That's interesting because I haven't heard of that being a thing, but then I don't run classical music circles either.
Yeah.
But I do know that when something does not resonate with you, you definitely even feel physical effects of that. And
oh, yeah.
I've heard music that's clashed with me so badly, I've had to leave the room. So I get it from that point of view.
Yes. So I reasoned how much I paid for the season ticket, nevertheless got up and out. Reasoning.
Interesting example. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, I wish that those who decide who can come to us, because the musicians are wonderful. It's the pieces that are just not selected well, I think, to my ears, by my reasoning. So the renaissance of self-thinking is essential for the survival of our species, because otherwise it will be artificial programs deciding what you shall do, what you eat, what not to do, what to teach your child, what not to allow your child, what to do with your grandchild, which animals and pets you have, and what you can do with them, what you cannot do them. No. I did this wonderful conversation, this interview with this owner of the circus, Cirque Maceo. It's an equine circus. And that man has such reasoning. He has all my admiration.
That was a beautiful interview. Beautiful. Worth watching too. We'll put a link below to the interview, actually.
I'm sure
we can load it up in one of our channels.
Yes. And I think that is crucial. And it's now. It's crucial now. So therefore, what you and I do with our podcast, we reach listeners. And what I hear, though, we reach reasoners. We reach a lot of people who reason what they hear and try it out, apply it. Sometimes more, sometimes less. Sometimes it requires more practice than once.
But like with anything, practice makes us better at it. Just like those plateaus.
It depends on what you practice. There is a German saying, practice makes the master. Great. Reason your master. Reason who you're learning from. Self-thinking. Not because everyone is following ABC and now everyone is running that way. No. Think first and then move. So I think. And we need a lot of humans now who can reason, not only listen. And especially not listen to those who have an agenda.
100%.
That is actually not reasonable. Ooh, now we go one step in a different direction.
Yeah. Perhaps start by turning off that box with the flickering pictures.
Good idea. I did that 25 years ago. I watch very select flickering offers. Because I reason.
Well, I think that wraps it up very nicely. And I think that was a really good topic, a great conversation. So thanks to our listener for sending that in. We love it when you give us topics. So you can do that at baldandblonde.live on the contact page. You can email us at ask@baldandblonde. And you can visit our major sponsor at selfrecoding.com. Get a workshop going for your workplace or your friends and family. It will dramatically impact your life. I can promise you that, having worked with Daisy, well, 4 years, more than 4 years we've known each other now. Mm-hmm. And profoundly, I feel like I have grown so much as a person. And I know that the content we've created over the last 3.5 years and released every single week without fail has so many gems in it. So if you haven't heard all the episodes yet, they're all now on YouTube, by the way, under the podcast section. Just search Bald and Blonde. We've got video episodes on Rumble, so come find us on Rumble. And, of course, any podcast platform or player will have us as well. You just need to search Bald and Blonde and look for our red logo, which is beautiful. It just got recently updated. We're very proud of it. So please share with your friends, families, colleagues, everybody. We want to start and lit fire under a renaissance of self-thinking. You can do that with Bald and Blonde and our podcast.
Mindset Evolution. When you say it so differently, I have no idea that it's my turn.
We're winging it. We're winging it. This has been another episode brought to you by Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Please share our show with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place for you, for us, for future generations. When you need consulting or coaching, visit selfrecoding.com. Also, please remember to rate us 5 stars and leave a review and support us at baldandblonde.live. Talk to you soon.